Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tonight we're going to learn Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, which is the end of Simen Reish Samach and the beginning of Simen Reish Samach Aleph. So we are up to Reish Samach Si'if Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kishia Samach Hashecha, when it gets close to dark, when it gets close to Shabbos, Yishala and Shebeso B'Loshon Raka, a person should ask the people in his house in a very soft voice, Isartem, did you take the maizos you need to take? Eravtem, have you made the Erev you need to make? Hifrashtem Chala, were you mafresh Chala from the dough? V'yomer lehem, and in addition to those questions, one should also instruct Hadliku Asaner that you should light the candles for Shabbos. U'bamakum shein ma'asunein tzarech lomer yisartem. And the Ramah just adds, and in a place where we don't take ma'asos, you don't need to ask yisartem, meaning it's not like a magic formula that you need to say these words. It's specifically when this is an inyan that needs to be discussed, when it's something that people need to be reminded of. So let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes. Samach l'chashecha haynu kodem bein ha'shoshos bo v'adayom. Samach Chashecha means when it's still for sure Erev Shabbos, when there's still going to be enough time to be Mosef Mechal Al Kodesh. And the reason is that you delay until it's only Samuch L'Chashecha, and you don't do this, let's say, on Friday morning, because if you remind people in your house, oh, make sure to shut the light off in the fridge on Friday morning at 9 a.m., they'll say, yeah, I'll do it later in the day, I'll do it at 2 p.m. So you have to do it when there's not much time left, and as soon as you remind them, they're going to respond. But Loshon Raka, but it needs to be said softly, so that people will be receptive to it. People are not receptive to aggressive behavior. A person should not cause people to be fearful of him in his own home. When people have yira from you, they're going to end up being mechal Shabbos, because you're going to say, oh, did you light candles? And they're going to say, whoops, I forgot. And it's going to be Shabbos already, and they're going to light the candles because they're afraid of facing the wrath of the balabayis who will be upset. And then they'll feed you food that was cooked on Shabbos, and you'll violate all sorts of averos if a person doesn't speak softly and everyone's afraid of him in the house. So Isartem, you have to ask, did you take maestros? The common theme is that these are things that you can't do on Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, so you should remind people about doing them on Erev Shabbos. Erev them, you ask, did you set up an Erev? In our communities, where we typically only set up an Erev Chatzeros once a year, on Erev Pesach, we change the box of matzahs and make a new Erev Chatzeros, and you don't also often set up an Erev Tchumin, ein tzarech lomar zeh. So again, it's not magic. You don't need to ask, did you make an Erev, if nobody makes an Erev, and there's no need to make an Erev. Hifrashtem chala, were you mafresh chala? Ukeisei nogin lishol zeh. Nowadays, we don't ask if you were mafresh chala. V'ayim tshuvus knesi cheskel simchav gimel shakasav tamla zeh. The knesi cheskel gives a reason for that. Ach be'erev Pesach bevadai tzarech lishol. But on Erev Pesach, you need to ask if they were mafresh chala. V'imchal b'shabbos tzarech lishol be'erev Shabbos. And if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so then you need to ask on Friday whether they were mafresh chala. Ayin sham. Hadlik, when then you say, and light the candles, bepatach tachasahei b'loshon tzivoy. That's what the patach hadliku, you should light. Not a question of did you light. Why is this one not a question? It's a direct instruction. De'in shayich she'ela da'roash lahudlak. Because what do you mean, did you light? Is it light in the room? If it's light in the room, then you know that if the candles are lit, you know that they lit. If the candles are not lit, then you know that they didn't light. So it's something you would know. So if you see that the candles are not yet lit, you should do the reminder, hadliku, light the candles. V'u'adin she'asirim she'yivsiku milasas malacha. You should also warn them to stop doing malacha with enough time before Shabbos. V'im hu az b'veis ha-medrash of makom acher, tzarech l'shloach acher she'asirim l'zeh. And if you're in the base medrash or you're somewhere else where you can't get away and you're not going to be around your house to remind people to get ready for Shabbos and to do all the things that need to get done before Shabbos, send somebody to do that job for you, because that job needs to get done. Okay, now we move on to Simen Reish Samach Aleph, which is about Zman Hadlakas HaNeros L'Shabbos. So a lot of Zmanim in this Simen, which will be on for the rest of the week. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Savik HaShecha V'hu Bein HaShmashos, when it's Savik Yom Savik Laila, where it may or may not be Shabbos, during the period of Bein HaShmashos, how do we define that? V'hainu K'deshir Hiluch Shlosha Rivei Mil Achar Shkia Shkias HaChama, that it's for 13 minutes after, 13 and a half minutes after Shkias HaChama, three quarters of a meal. A meal is 18 minutes, so three quarters of that is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. V'shir meal, hu shlish sha'a, pachas chelek shloshim. A meal is 18 minutes. It's a funny way to say 18 minutes. Shlisha is 20 minutes, one-third of an hour. Pachos chelek shloshim, minus one-thirtieth of an hour. So 20 minutes minus one-thirtieth of an hour is 18 minutes, right? So that's just a way of saying, a roundabout way of saying 18 minutes. So for the first 13 and a half minutes, the first three-quarters of a meal, after Shkia, that's Beinash Mashos. So Ein Ma'asren Savade, during that period of time, we don't take maestros from things that for sure need maestros. Ve'in matbilin asa kelim, you cannot tovel kelim in that time period. Ve'in madlikin asa neros, and we cannot light candles during Ben Hashmashos. Ve'in ma'arvin eruv etchumen, and we also cannot make an eruv etchumen. I in the comments of Tavtas Vav Siv Beis says the Mishnah Brura Ben Hashmashos v'mnistapik emigias man le Ben Hashmashos gam ken aser. Not only if it's for sure Ben Hashmashos, but even if you're not sure and you think it might be Ben Hashmashos, you're still not allowed to do all of these things. So Achar Shkia Sachama, we defined Ben Hashmashos as 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. What does that mean after Shkia? Hainu Achar Sof Shkia. According to the Mechaber, it means after not what we call Shkia, not what we call sunset, but the Sof Shkia, which is really three and a quarter meal after what we call sunset. Because the Sof Shkia is a little more than three meal after the Tchila Shkia, and you have to remember the Mechaber is a Rabbeinu Tam person, so he assumes later Zmanim than we assume. So he's saying that the Bein HaShemashos period only begins way after what we would call Bein HaShemashos, and only then the Zman of Bein HaShemashos begins. Finally, come on, Mishmaros of Karn Chaf. We'll see more about this later in this simon. So during that period of Bein Hashmashos, we said that you're not allowed to be ma'asrin es havada. You can't take maestros from things that need maestros. Afilu b'maestro peros David Rabbanan. Even if it's only something that's chayiv maestros midrabanan, on a daraisa level, only dagan tirosh v'yitzar is chayiv maestros. Only grains and wine and oil. But midrabanan, all peros are chayiv maestros. See, even though it's only maestros midrabanan, cannot do it during Bein Hashmashos. And we said that you can't take maestros from the vadai, from that which is vadai chayiv in maestros. To have a lake in misakin, because that's considered that you're fixing the produce. V'adin shasul hafresh challah af b'chutz laretz. And the same is true that you're not allowed to be mafresh challah from a dough, even in chutz laretz, where challah's chutz laretz is only midrabanan. V'chamer challah's chutz laretz yoser maeser. Challah's chutz laretz, in a certain sense, is more chamer than maeser. Dilin maeser mein lo mayochel b'shabbos suavil tzarich mitzvah. Because when it comes to maeser, if you don't have what to eat for Shabbos, so then taking the maestros is a tzarech mitzvah, v'kaimin v'lo gazru al shos Bein Hashmashos tzarech mitzvah, and then you'd be allowed to take the maestros during Bein Hashmashos if it's a tzarech mitzvah. So even though we said you're not allowed to take maestros during Bein Hashmashos, even maestros midrabanan, but if you have no other food, you're allowed to take maestros midrabanan. But when it comes to challah, when it comes to challah, we have to be machmir because it's never a tzarech mitzvah to be mafresh challah. Why is it not a tzarech mitzvah? Shrei challah chutz laretz yochel lechol below afreshes challah l'shayim ma'at adachar Shabbos lafresh min ha'meshuyar. Because what you always have the opportunity to do if you forgot to be mafresh challah is start eating and then just leave off at the end enough that you'll be able to be mafresh challah from what you leave over. So the bread is not going to be asar on Shabbos if you aren't mafresh challah. So you never have a tzorech to be mafresh the challah. The meiser, the peiros, are going to be asar if you're not mafresh the meiser. But if Shabbos is on Erev Pesach and you aren't mafresh challah from the matzah on Erev Shabbos, mutal afresh after Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, then you're allowed to do it during Bein Hashmashos. The efshar lechol l'shayi chaticha mikol matzah, because you'll never be able to do that with each matzah to leave off a chaticha. V'u'adinim lo hifresh challah mibod yom me'alechem chametz sheyochel b'boker b'Shabbos. And the same is true if you weren't mafresh challah on Erev Shabbos from chametz bread that you plan on eating on Erev Pesach in the morning, on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos in the morning before the Zman Isur Chametz, because you're not going to be able to leave it over to be mafresh challah later. So then it taka is going to be a tzorich mitzvah to be mafresh that challah. Meaning if we're talking about Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, so what are we saying? Oh, there's no need to be mafresh challah before Shabbos, just eat from it, and after Shabbos you'll have some leftover bread. Well, if it's Erev Pesach, after Shabbos you won't have leftover bread because you better not. The ein matbilin. The other thing we said is you're not allowed to tovel during Bein Hashmashos. So Mechaber had to Lashon Mishnah. The Mechaber is really just quoting the Lashon of the Mishnah. Avshe ein noigata. Even though we don't do tvila from Tumah L'Tahara b'zman hazeh, so that's not really something that's knowing now. The Mishnah I really need to matbil kelim mitmasa. The Mishnah is really about being matbil something from Tumah. Mishum tenafka mina mizela didal ninyan tvilas kelim chadashim hani kachin mina ino Yehudi. But it still applies somewhat nowadays, even though it's not what the Mishnah was talking about. But we still do Tvilas Kelim. We do Tvilas Kelim when we buy Kelim from a Nachri. So that same halacha will apply to our Tvilas Kelim as well. L'das ha'osim latbilim b'Shabbos. According to those that say that you're not allowed to tovel Kelim on Shabbos, kidil kamen b'sim shenchav gimel siv zayin, which we'll get to much later on. Das ha'nami l'ditu latbilan b'en ha'shmashos. So if you hold you're not allowed to tovel Kelim on Shabbos, say you're not allowed to tovel Kelim b'en ha'shmashos either. V'atam mishum dinir k'misakin esakli. And the iser is because it's Nirik Misakin. It looks like you're being Misakin the Kli. Dal Yideya Tvila Mutul Shamish, but because before you did the Tvila's Kalim, you weren't allowed to use the Kli. Now you did a Tvila, you're allowed to use the Kli. Ach, imhu tzorich l'Shabbos ve'no acher. But if it's a kli that you anyway need for Shabbos and that is necessary, then yachalit bol ben hashmashos v'varich kadin. Then you're allowed to do ben hashmashos because, as we said earlier, just like when it came to meiser of peiros, if you have no other food, if you really need this l'tzorich mitzvah, if it's really necessary, so then you're allowed to do something that's l'tzorich mitzvah. In the Sharetzion and Sifkat and Ches, he points out that there are other eitzos when it comes to tevilas kelim. You know, being makna to a guy and all these other different kinds of eitzes. So he says, yeah, but this is still preferred. Better to do the tevila during Bein HaShemashos, letzorich mitzvah, rather than rely on any of the other eitzes. Sivkat and Vav, ve'in madlikin, we said you're not supposed to light neiros during Bein HaShemashos, not just not supposed to, but ze asra afil letzorich mitzvah. Even if it's letzorich mitzvah and your house will otherwise be dark, you may not light Shabbos candles during Bein HaShemashos. She's batal yizemis the Shabbos ki agav, even if it means you're not going to have where to eat the Shabbos, just take a daraisu, because it could be chil Shabbos daraisu. You're going to be lighting candles on Shabbos. Va'afilu b'diavad im hidlik oshas shari'ez ha'malacha b'en ha'shmashos. And even b'diavad, if you did light your candles during b'en ha'shmashos, asalanus mena, then you cannot use those candles. Kimo umayo ososa b'shabbos gufadas ra'afilu masosa b'shogeg. Just like if you were to have lit those candles on Shabbos itself, where even if you did a b'shogeg, you're not allowed to get hanoah from the mice of Shabbos. U'kumavor b'sim shin yuches, as we'll see in Simon Shun Yud Ches. And then we had said ve'in ma'arvin, that you're not allowed to be ma'ari ve'ruvei tchumin. The Gemara yesh smach le'ruvei tchumin mikra. Why can't you make an eruv tchumin? There's a smach in the Gemara from a pasuk for eruvei tchumin. V'alkein chomer dafil dvar mitzvah aser. Remember, we had two categories. We had things that were doraisa, like lighting candles, where you're not allowed to do that even l'tzorich mitzvah, and we have things that were drabanan, like maiser on peiros. So those the taking maisros on Shabbos and tovel kelim on Shabbos, that you're allowed to do l'tzorich mitzvah. So eruvei tchumin is drabanan, so you would think it falls in category two, but since there's an asmachta from a pasuk, it might fall in category number one. Kein kasav ola Shabbos. That's what the ola Shabbos holds, that it's like lighting candles on Shabbos, where you cannot do it even l'tzorich mitzvah during Bein HaShemashos. Ubelavush mekel ledvar mitzvah, but the levush is mekel ledzorich mitzvah. Ushtei deos heilu nimtzam b'sefer mi'iri. The Mi'iri happens to quote both of these opinions. Ayein sham shakosiv de ledas amateres ya airi ha'gemara da osir la'ariv dafka b'dvar roshos ukema ubemari baraglav. The shita that's machmir must hold that when the gemara the shita that's mekel rather must hold that when the gemara says it's aser, it's where you just want to make the eruv for dvar roshos, not for dvar mitzvah. To be alma mutrafil dvar shos. Normally you'd be allowed to make an error for dvar shos. To be pasuk, I mean, dafim bo diomein ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah. Because when it comes to pas, we pask it. If you're ma'ariv using bread, you're even miba odiom, you're only allowed to do it for dvar mitzvah. But if you're being ma'ariv baraglav, by actually showing up to that location and making that your location for Shabbos, you're allowed to do it for a dvar harshos. So that must be the type of eruv that the Gemara is referring to according to the shita that's makil over here. Sivkat and Chesvayin come in some tough test. Vav Rotzalomar Demvarsham to be the Avnei Ruv Eruv Aisham Magen Avram. That we're going to see later on that if you made such an Eruv, the Eruv counts. It works as an Eruv. So to summarize what we learned today, four basic points. Point number one, as Shabbos approaches, when there's still time, you should ask in a soft voice about things that need to be done before Shabbos, because speaking harshly is counterproductive. Point number two, you can't even do a tikkun that's asur midrabanan during Ben Hashemashos unless it's for the sake of a mitzvah, like taking meiser or toveling kalim. Point number three, you can't do something that would be a potential problem midaraisa during Ben Hashemashos even for the sake of a mitzvah. So if you lit candles, those candles are asr bahana'a. And final point is, we saw that there's a machlokas haposkim, whether you can make an eruv tchumin during Ben Hashemashos litzorich mitzvah. On the one hand, it's drabanan, so you would think that it's motor. On the other hand, there's a smach from a pasuk, so therefore one might think that it is in fact asr. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue and see If Aleph in Siman Reish Samach Aleph. Thank you all very much for joining on the Zoom this evening. Have a wonderful evening.